Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 9, verses 30 through chapter 10, verse 4. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapters 9 and 10. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who do not pursue righteousness have attained it. That is, a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense." And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. What do we do with Jesus? How do we view him? To what extent does he have anything to do with our lives, with your life? Do we strive to get into his good graces? Do we keep his commandments or his law, as St. Paul said, to get into his heaven? Or do we ignore him? Or do we take a more active role in hating him and everyone else who would believe in him? Paul Gerhardt wrote the hymn you just sang. Do you know his story? Paul Gerhardt was a Lutheran pastor in the 1600s, born 61 years after Luther's death. In his 20s, Gerhardt studied at Wittenberg University, where Luther taught. But because of the 30 Years' War, he didn't receive his first call until he was 42. Paul Gerhardt experienced so many tragedies in his life. His parents died when he was in his early teens. He married Anna, but very soon they experienced the death of their first infant child. At 50 years old, Gerhardt received a call at St. Nicholas Church in Berlin, and there two more of their children died. Gerhardt was removed from this church because of an edict that outlawed the formula of Concord, which is in our Book of Concord, our Lutheran confessions. And soon afterward, his wife died, leaving him to raise his only surviving child. What did Paul Gerhardt do with Jesus? How did he view Jesus in the depths of his suffering? To what extent did Gerhardt believe Jesus had in his life? O Lord, how shall I meet you? Is a witness and a teacher to us all, as one whose faith is planted in the righteousness and the work of Jesus Christ for our salvation. Gerhardt believed in you. He was unrighteous before a righteous judge, king, and God, as he says in the hymn. He knew nothing added to his own righteousness, salvation, or favor with God. Not his suffering, not his pastoral work, not his good works of the law. I lay in fetters groaning, I stood my shame bemoaning. And in light of this miserable condition, how could Paul Gerhardt so boldly speak to his righteous judge, king, and God and say with expectant hope, "How can I welcome you aright? How can I greet you?" Well, with these words, "Love caused your incarnation. Love brought you down to me. Your thirst for my salvation procured my liberty," meaning from death and sin. Gerhardt believed that Jesus pardoned his guilt, that Jesus covered his sin, and his grace and mercy was showered upon him, even with him in his suffering. Jesus was Paul Gerhardt's peace and his heaven. In our reading today, St. Paul speaks of this righteousness of Christ. He lamented that Israel, his own people, refused Jesus, stumbling over him, ignoring him, hating him, and as you and I know, even crucifying him. That's what they did with Jesus. And this is God's desire for us all, as what Paul said, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they be saved." That's God's desire for us, that all people come to the knowledge of the truth through Jesus Christ, the ransom of us all, and that we be saved. But the Jews believed their deeds of the law and their own made-up laws, over 600 of them, made them righteous. But the sinner cannot make himself righteous. The dead cannot make himself alive, for none of us. And how about people today? What do people today do with Jesus? Well, some believe that there's some good in all of us, and that since everyone is basically good, they believe, everyone will have a happy afterlife, whatever that is. But that's false. Others just ignore him. They don't care about righteousness that comes from this Jesus. They're not concerned about such things for themselves or for their children. But the judge and king of the nations will come again and be a terror to his foes. Others hate him. They want to destroy everything to do with this Jesus, including his visible church and those who believe in him. Yes, even today around the world. I just returned from Lithuania a couple weeks ago, presenting Set Apart to Serve to our brothers and sisters in Christ there. This church of the Lutheran Reformation was bombed, tormented, and murdered by World War II Nazis who hated Jesus and all who believed in him. They had like a 2-year reprieve. And then 2 years later, the Marxist Soviet Union came and outlawed catechizing your children the Christian Lutheran faith. They spied on their worship services and they surveilled Lutherans day and night and sent practically every one of their pastors to Siberia to hard labor, mining coal, where many of them died. Every time there was a reprieve, what do you think this church body did? What did the pastors and teachers and cantors and laypersons do? What did they do with Jesus? They preached the gospel. They catechized their youth. They formed new pastors. They rebuilt their churches. Why? Because like St. Paul, like Paul Gerhardt, and like you and me, they believed and held firm to Jesus Christ, their righteousness. How do we attain? How do we reach or accomplish or get this eternal salvation? Not by works of the law, not by ignoring or stumbling over Jesus, not by hating him, of course, but by faith. And this is the Christian faith, that God created the heaven and the earth, that God came down from heaven and took on our flesh and our sins and gave us his perfect righteousness, that the Holy Spirit creates saving faith through the preaching of the word of Christ, like he's doing right now to all of us, and through the miraculous waters of baptism and the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the payment for our sins' debt, as Paul Gerhardt says in the last verses of this hymn. The pardon of our guilt. Our present and eternal peace, Jesus is. Our eternal life, for Jew and Gentile, for you and me, for our children and grandchildren, and for all people throughout the world. What do we do with Jesus? We hold him as our hope. We hold him as our soul and heart's delight. We adore him and we praise him. We bear witness of him, and we do tell this saving news to our children and grandchildren. We submit to him and we serve him. We trust in him and we believe in him as our righteousness and our salvation. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.